Hello everyone, here OS Reviews. You're watching our hands-on review of the MiniGoad Digital MP3 Player. What makes this one a little different from past versions that we've checked out is it has a larger display at 2.4 inches versus 1.8 inches, and this is pretty much a one-to-one copy of the actual size of the player, so you can tell that next to a much more common kind of iPod Nano clone or a very similar shape, you can tell how much bigger that 2.4 inch display is next to this one. This one also has built-in Bluetooth, so you can connect it to wireless headphones when on the go. This is what the packaging looks like. This is a product that has been custom designed by the company, again, MiniGoad. And the box actually reminds me a lot of a smartphone packaging, which shows a little bit of attention to detail. It says, "Welcome to your music world," and there are instructions both in English as well as in Japanese. We do have some free in-ear style headphones as well. Design is very similar to Apple's EarPods in terms of their shape, and it's just simply using 3.5 millimeters. Again, you can use your own, or you can use Bluetooth if you want to connect it to a speaker or better headphones, which I do recommend because this particular player does also support lossless audio formats like FLAC, so it technically does have a pretty decent audio performance on paper. It's a high-res certified player, so if you care about the sound quality, you probably would want to use your own headphones. Alright, so taking a closer look at the player now, we can tell that, again, the front plate here is very reflective. It has kind of this 2.5D curved edges, but it is made out of plastic on the front here. The body, though, is made entirely out of aluminum, and it does feel actually very similar to something like a smaller cell phone. So again, as a quick size comparison, next to a more standard sized MP3 player, again 1.5 inches next to 2.4 inches on the display, and here it is next to the Samsung P3, which has a 3-inch display, but it's completely based on touch, versus this one, which still has a regular navigation array on the bottom there, and here it is next to a iPhone, which has a 3.5 inch screen, the same size as something like an iPod Touch. On the left-hand side, we have access to a micro USB port for charging. The bottom features a micro SD card slot for expanding the built-in memory. Other side also gives us dedicated volume controls, which are always nice to see. They're tactile, responsive, and also machined out of aluminum. The back here features the company's logo, and there's also the loudspeaker, so you can share some quick music with friends and family if you don't want to connect it to a larger speaker. So let's turn it on and take a quick look at the interface next. And after a few seconds, the player should time off, and we do have a wallpaper, as you can see here, which is actually a pretty cool feature. So it saves on the battery, but it still shows you some basic information for a few seconds at least. I can tap on it again to wake it up from sleep. After using it more extensively over the past few days, I have some comments to share. So first of all, again, the screen here is very glossy, so it does attract fingerprints pretty easily, just like on most smartphones, which means you probably need a cleaning cloth just to wipe it off and to remove kind of smudges from the surface every once in a while. Otherwise, the controls I found to be pretty sensitive to use or capacitive. I will say that the body, which is made completely out of this slick aluminum, even though it feels very premium in the hands and it's very easy to slide into a pocket, is extremely slippery. So when it comes to the music playback performance, which is really what matters on something like this, I have to say that it is very good. It does not have a built-in DAC like on the Baseplay P1 that we also reviewed, that's more of an audiophile grade player, but still, this one sounds excellent because it supports FLAC among other lossless audio formats. In fact, it supports basically any format that I threw at it without any problems. So you'll be able to hear all the nuances within the track and pick up more details than, say, an iPod Touch or an iPhone, which actually doesn't have as good audio performance as this. We have our title of the song below here. We also have the duration, and album art, if it's available, is displayed in the center as well. Overall, it's a pretty slick interface. This track right now is on an SD card, so it's also showing up as a separate icon over there. The built-in speaker definitely gets a lot louder than I was expecting. With that being said, it doesn't pack too much bass since it is, again, a pretty small size. So if you want a lot of thump in the lower frequencies, you definitely should use your own speaker. So overall, very good audio performance. Battery life also lasted me for about 30 hours of continuous playback in music with the screen kind of locked before the battery was drained, and I can fully recharge it in under 2 hours. So I find the battery performance to be quite good. So other areas, including video playback and photo viewing, are okay, but they're not really fortes of this product just because the screen size is still going to be smaller than, say, an average smartphone. Furthermore, the video performance isn't the best just because it's kind of restricted to only AMV and AVI video formats, which aren't as popular as, say, MP4. Images are less picky because it does support many more formats such as JPEG, and it does a fine job of viewing them back. It's not the quickest viewer in the world because it takes a second to actually transition back and forth between the images, but overall it's not too bad, and the screen again is pretty sharp as well as bright. It just doesn't have, you know, outstanding viewing angles. Otherwise, the alarm clock actually works quite well just because it does have that built-in speaker, so you're able to actually just use it as is to wake you up in the morning. Setting up the time is also pretty simple. The interface here is easy to understand. Bluetooth also worked well enough in my testing. I connected it with a pair of wireless headsets, and I was fairly pleased with the overall audio quality. It's going to drain the battery life a little bit faster, but overall it's still decent. You'll get upwards of 20 hours of music playback. And here's a very basic calendar as well. You can't really set notifications, but it can tell you things like days of the week. Finally, the built-in voice recorder for memos actually works quite well. The microphone picked up my voice without any issues, and I can start a recording or take a look at my recording library. So if I want to start, this is what that looks like. So it does have actually a few more settings on here than the usual MP3 player when it comes to being used as a voice recorder. So for instance, there's also different profiles, like in a train, in a meeting, and it does seem to have some noise cancellation features as well. I'm pretty sure there's only one built-in mic, so it's probably doing that through the software, but it still is definitely more features than I've seen in the past, which is pretty impressive there. So taking a look at the recording library, I'm going to play a sample track here that I just recorded on the local memory.
Hello, this is a test of the voice recording capability. Microphone test 1, 2, 3. Mic test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So that's more or less it as far as our hands-on review of the Mingo digital MP3 player. Overall, I would say that it's a step up compared to the other Bluetooth kind of low-cost digital MP3 players on the market, just because I find the overall UI and controls to be a lot more intuitive. Build quality is also stronger because instead of plastic, it's used and made completely out of aluminum. Has a built-in speaker, has a pretty nice voice recording app. Bluetooth works well, audio also works well. Downsides would be, even though it has a larger display, video playback can still be kind of a tedious process. And also the capacitive control set maybe could be backlit in the future just to make it easier to navigate in darker environments, because right now it can be a little bit of a struggle if you don't have any light on at all. But otherwise, it's very well constructed, and if you're just looking for a relatively affordable digital MP3 player that supports high-res and hi-fi tracks, this is definitely something to consider that's going to give you better performance than, say, on a smartphone, because most smartphones will not support FLAC, and it's also going to give you longer battery life as well as a dedicated unit compared to a smartphone, where all of your radios and Wi-Fi, GPS will be turned on. That's going to drain the power a lot quicker. So if you want something dedicated just to take with you on vacation or for sports, this is something that you can consider checking out. For now, that's been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. That's been the Mingo Digital MP3